Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the still frigid Arctic-like animal compound in Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson. You are listening to Larry Batson's, that's right, Wild World on this magical network called Blog Talk Radio. We would like to thank Billy Willard, who's our studio producer tonight, and technical engineer, keeps us on the air as we reach around the world to our listeners, all across Indonesia and Australia and European countries, here across North America, and also the small burg of, excuse me if I could talk, of Morristown, Indiana. It's nice to have you all along and listening to our program. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to have now blues artist. She's changed her genre. Excuse me, Laura Cheadle will be joining us as we go after the hour a little bit and listen to some of her new music from her brand new CD, which is heavily blues, so we're looking forward to that.
Interesting.
Yeah, and as this frog develops in my throat, from the Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, now HD, and newly constructed, the Honorable Distinguished Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Mr. Batson. Do you need to get a drink or something?
Yeah, I'm getting one right now.
We can hold on. Well, I'll tell you what, it's 30 degrees in Naptown, and it actually feels warm.
You know, that's almost sick.
Yeah.
I've seen these television shows where they've gone up to where the Eskimo lives, and when it's 40 degrees out there walking around in T-shirts, and it's almost become that here.
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
And our driveway is still impassable, waiting for it to melt down so we can not have to use a four-wheel drive all the time. Because, as you know, our animal compound is on top of the hill with a long driveway that goes up it.
Yes, it has a very nice view and a very steep driveway.
That we could basically use as a bobsled run.
And we have. We have. Yes.
One of my greatest adventures down our driveway is the time I got on a Sears lawn tractor and started down the driveway, getting ready to throw it in a lower gear so I could slow myself down, and it hung up in neutral. And I never realized how fast you can go on a lawn tractor without actually dying.
I would, knowing your driveway, I would not want to do that.
Well, you witnessed that event.
Did I?
Yes, you were up there. You guys were better, whether it was me or the lawn tractor was going to win.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I made it to the bottom, and I'll tell you, I was going fast, but I wasn't going too fast where I could not think about my demise as I approached the road.
Yes. Did that happen? We were doing a croquet path, I believe.
I think so. And here, and I knew that the lawn tractor had no brakes, but I'm thinking, well, I could just shift down. That was, and I believe I also had a small cart on the back end of it.
That's right, yep.
So there I was, the lawn tractor, the cart, and myself bouncing down the driveway, wondering if I was going to die. Man.
And not to mention the bridge and the small stream.
You know, that
about
stream.
About a 15-foot drop.
Oh, it's a... Well, I have to tell you, Dr. Day, the other day we got trying to get our driveway passable because vans don't do very well in the snow because they don't have enough weight in the rear end of them. So I put about 180 pounds of sand, tube sand, in the back, and I'm thinking, well, I've got this driveway sanded down. I'm going to get to the top today. Don't tell your God your plans because he's going to laugh at you in a second. And I made it about three-quarters of the way up that damn driveway, and then I had to back it down, so it was brutal, brutal, brutal. So what are you up to, Dr. Day?
Well, just hanging out. I'm waiting for the show to begin.
Oh, well, the show has begun, and I know all of our listeners around the world are excited. We want to thank Wildlife Educational Services and my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, for making it possible for Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time, from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for February the 13th. Now, the big story this week, I'm sure that you might have heard about it, comes to us from Denmark.
Oh, I know the story.
Yes. Now, it's going to upset a lot of our listeners, but we have to report the news.
That's right.
Now, in an effort to prevent inbreeding at the Copenhagen Zoo, they killed a 2-year-old giraffe and fed its remains to lions as visitors watched, ignoring a petition signed by thousands and offers from other zoos and a private individual to save the animal.
You know what's sad about that deal? You know, basically ending the life of an animal that, you know, a giraffe. But they are so stupid because that was the most expensive dinner those lions have had. Because you know what a giraffe on the animal market sells for? Do you have a clue, Dr. Day?
I couldn't begin to guess. I could tell you the price of a camel, but
between $30,000 and $40,000.
My God.
That's what a giraffe sells for, a reticulated African giraffe. That was the stupidest.
Yes, now Marius was a healthy male, and he was put down Sunday using a bolt pistol.
Oh, God.
Yeah, now the zoo, which has 7 giraffes left, followed the recommendation of a European Association of Zoos and Aquaria to put down the animal. Well, I don't understand. I just don't understand.
You know, if we did something like that, the United States Department of Agriculture would be on our tail so bad. And you see over in those European countries, they basically have no jurisdiction, or they have no one that looks over them as far as a government agency. And we have to deal with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the United States Department of Agriculture, the state of Indiana. And if it's just uncomprehendable. I mean,
yes, and some of the employees at the zoo have received death threats.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, not at all.
And you know, and they have no agency like PETA over there. I mean, they're pretty lax. I mean, that's just sad.
It is sad.
And you really can't look at them as being what we would call animal people.
Yes,
like
and,
that.
You know, looking at what's in store for the other animals there, right? This is the way they take care of a healthy male giraffe, and there's a problem.
There is, and just think what they could have done. Let's say they just surplused it out, shifted to the United States. The money they would have gotten for that animal could have fed a lot of animals for a long time.
Exactly.
Or could have done something different, you know, set up a new display for the zoo. And it's like zoos, and I'm not going to name any names, but I do know them, that there are zoos in this country that will take, like, elk and deer, especially if they're fully antlered or horned, and they'll sell them to hunting preserves. And that never gets out, but that absolutely does happen.
Yep.
And I know of one particular zoological society that just happens to be a little bit east of us that has a gentleman that is pretty high profile that he did that. And I know that for a fact. Now, I could not prove it now because the person that he would sell these animals to has passed away. But it went on. It absolutely did. But anyway, we've we've done enough with that, but we might come back to it again.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's just a sad story.
Yep.
All right, well, this is sad and happy.
Oh.
New Orleans, Louisiana, a whooping crane hit by a shotgun blast last week in Jefferson Davis Parish is recovering at the Louisiana State University after 5.5 hours of surgery on its wing. Yeah.
Who would shoot a whooping crane?
Who could mistake a whooping crane for any other bird?
My Lord.
Yeah. Well, the good news is the crane is doing well.
That's
and
good.
It will be, you know, it will be well until it gets its bill. Yeah, because 5.5 hours in surgery, oh, that's going to be expensive.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, you know, all right, we got a big baby in Houston, Texas. A 385-pound pachyderm has made his public debut at the zoo days after being born. The male elephant named Duncan went on display.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he was sticking really close to his mother.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Was it an African or an Indian elephant?
It was an African.
Well, that's too cool.
Yeah.
You know what they used to do in the old Tarzan movies, don't you, Dr. Day?
No.
With Johnny Weissmuller. Remember those great movies that we enjoyed?
Oh, yeah. I still love them.
Oh, yeah. They don't show them very often because they're kind of politically incorrect. Oh, the porter's falling off the cliff with the supplies. Save the supplies.
Yep.
But
yeah, and you had South American animals and
Africa.
Animals,
yeah. But they used to take Indian elephants and they made great big ears for them to call them African elephants. If you look at those old movies, you can see it, especially now because the pictures are so clear. When we used to watch the Johnny Weissmuller and Tarzan on television in the old days, or old black and white televisions, you really couldn't tell. But
yeah,
nowadays when you look at it. I think AMC runs them from time to time, and I enjoy them still.
Whenever I catch them, I do enjoy them also.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you've got crabs, here's one way to get rid of them. Brunswick, Maine. Canadian businessman has a solution to Maine's green crab problem. Yeah, you just eat them. Yeah, the invasive small crabs native to Europe are devastating the state's clam fishery. So Ron House of Tidal Water Seafood Company in New Brunswick said that the meat of the green crab is tasty, and he wants to market it to diners in Asia and Europe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you hear me bark?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I heard one of
them. Carry on, Dr. Day. I'll be right back. I have to let the dog out of the Wild World News studio. Hold on.
All right. We'll take in a break. Billy, are you enjoying the show so far?
Enjoying the show, and I'm enjoying being inside after digging out 13 inches of snow.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Luckily, we got a little bit melting here right now.
Yeah, I'm hoping that happens for us.
All right, now, they ain't misbehaving in Phoenix, Arizona. They're just doing their job. Several people were stung when thousands of bees escaped from a truck stop in West Phoenix. Yeah, now people in the area were told to seek shelter until a bee exterminator responded to control the swarm.
Oh, that must have been exciting.
Yeah, now they sent out a bee exterminator, and as we know, the bees the last few years have had a fungus, and we need every bee that we can get.
I wonder if they sent out an exterminator or someone that collects them for hives.
Well, the report is that an exterminator was sent to respond to the swarm.
Well, that's dumb.
That's just stupid, yeah. All right, now this is going on all across the country. Fish and wildlife officials are warning the public to beware of grumpy bears.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Wildlife experts say that the fickle winter weather has exposed bear dens, prompting the bears to awaken early from hibernation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Now, officials have fielded reports of bears at bird feeders and roaming around residential areas.
As we know, though, and I've said this on the show many times, bears don't truly hibernate. Though I haven't seen my bears for about a week. I think they're holed up. but they don't truly sleep like a woodchuck or some other rodents. But what do I know?
Yeah, well, you've lived with them long enough. Yeah? You know their personalities pretty well.
Yeah.
And tell me your bears' names again.
Buck and Faith.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what are they, 350 pounds?
Oh, she is. He's probably about 450, 475. Big boy. Taller than me when he stands up.
All right, well, here's a no-brainer. Raleigh, North Carolina. A federal judge is considering whether to block hunters from targeting coyotes in five counties there, where at least seven endangered red wolves out of a population of about 100 wolves have been shot and killed by mistake.
Yeah, they should do that because those hunters are idiots. You know what a Barbary sheep is, Dr. Day?
Yes, I do.
Sometimes called a markhor for the folks that may not know. It's from Africa, and they have these big swooping horns that curl and go across their back. Horns now, not antlers like deer. We had one literally when we were up in northern Indiana. They can walk a wall. I mean, they're just amazing.
Oh, that's right. I remember walking on top of the fences.
Oh yeah, they'll do that. They'll just run right up a fence and over it and gone. 8-10 foot fence, no problem. Well, we had one do that, and it escaped. Well, I should say that it wasn't ours; it was another guy's. And you know what happened to that animal? A deer hunter shot it and took it to the check-in station. I mean, it doesn't look anything like a deer. It's got a beard.
Yeah, I remember that animal.
Yeah, I mean, so they need to do that because these hunters.
Yes, they need
they
to
don't know
the public, and you know there should be classes. And if you can't identify a wolf from a coyote, or a robin from a whooping crane,
yeah, but they shouldn't be shooting coyotes anyway because coyotes are important to the ecosystem. Though they're going to make up all this stuff to make them into the bad guy like they've done wolves.
And as we've discussed before, nature has a way of taking care of overpopulation.
Yeah, and the only reason the coyotes have moved east is because there's a heavy food source, which is primarily rodents. All these farmer fields, it's perfect habitat for coyotes. I mean, I could walk out my door right now tonight, and within 20 minutes I'll be able to hear them howl.
That's right, but they probably won't come too close because you have six tigers all there.
Well, yeah. Well, coyotes are really afraid of their own shadows, so it's like... But, yeah, they're... It's... As Billy Sandifer would call them, he called them God's dogs, and he was so right. I mean, people just don't, you know.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Nope.
All right, well, it only took 30 years, but it was worth it. Grants Pass, Oregon. A small fish in the Desert Creeks has recovered enough to get off of the endangered species list. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced that after nearly 30 years of recovery efforts, the Modoc sucker is no longer in danger of extinction.
God love him. What was that fish, the Modoc sucker?
Yeah, the Modoc sucker. Now, you know, no wonder they're endangered with a name like that. But anyway, they're doing good, and we're glad to hear that.
Oh, we are.
All right, now here's an interesting story out of the U.K., 800,000-year-old footprints found.
Wow.
Archaeologists say that they discovered human footprints in England that are 800,000 to 1 million years old, the most ancient found outside of Africa, and the earliest evidence of human life in Northern Europe.
My Lord.
Yeah, now the prints were preserved in layers of silt and sand for hundreds of millennia before being exposed last year by a low and high tide.
That's too cool.
That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Yeah, and we'll follow up on this as new information comes in.
Yes, we will.
All right, now for the local news. Ad for frogs and turtles leads to a man's arrest. An online advertisement led to the arrest Saturday of an Indianapolis man on the illegal sale of wildlife.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Indiana conservation officer Nick Wilson was tipped off about a seller of native Indiana turtles and frogs on Craigslist.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes. Now,
can't do that.
Now, on Friday around 8:30 p.m., a plainclothes officer met with this young man at his home where he purchased a red-eared slider turtle and two green frogs. Yeah. Now, as we know, it is unlawful for someone to sell animals or reptiles that are native to Indiana.
It absolutely is.
Permit. And that's true in most states.
Yeah, we have to be permitted for all the, by the Department of Natural Resources for alligators, alligator snapping turtles, any venomous snakes. And they don't mess around anymore.
No, they don't.
Did I ever tell you the story, Dr. Day, about the time that I'd been to Florida and I'd brought back a gopher tortoise, and this has been, oh God, 37 years ago, so I think the statute of limitations has passed. But I also would order reptiles and sell them to hobbyists. And one of the reptiles I would get in were gopher snakes. But on the invoices, they'd just write gopher, and they would come from an animal dealer out of the state of New York. So one night I'm coming home, and I'm getting ready to go in the door. And as I'm walking in the door, I see a couple of guys in suits walk right by me. And I no longer got into my apartment than someone knocked at the door, and it was two federal agents from New York that proceeded to read my rights before they came in. And they told me that I was illegally receiving the importation of gopher tortoises from the state of New York, which was illegal. And I proceeded to tell them that, no, I did not receive gopher tortoises. What I was getting was gopher snakes that were out of California where there was no laws or so forth. But here's the problem. I had a gopher tortoise there that I had brought back from Florida, and it just ran around the apartment. And at night, it would go underneath the couch, and if it heard my voice, it would walk over to the refrigerator waiting for food. So here I am explaining to these agents that, no, it wasn't gopher tortoises, it was gopher snakes. And this tortoise was trying to crawl out from underneath the couch, and I was sitting on the couch, and every time I'd feel him rubbing my foot, I'd have to kick him back underneath the couch because I knew if he walked out that it wasn't going to be good.
It would be all over, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Luckily, and I mean luckily, that they decided they were happy with my answers. I proceeded to show them the invoices and the snakes, and there was not a problem, and the tortoise did not crawl from underneath the couch because I kept pushing him back in with my foot. But anyway, yeah, the wildlife laws. Then there's a story that when I was supposed to go to Nashville, Tennessee and do rattlesnake shows, this has been 5 years ago, not thinking that there were any laws against bringing rattlesnakes into the state of Tennessee and displaying them and doing educational programs.
Right.
Because I thought of all the churches that are in Tennessee, that these snake-handling churches.
Right.
So I get a call from the Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency, and they proceeded to tell me that you cannot bring your rattlesnakes into Tennessee, that the convention center is 5 blocks from the jail, and if I did, that's where I would end up. So I had to call the promoter and the guy that was behind the sports show and tell him, I'm not going to be able to bring my rattlesnakes. But what happened is people in Tennessee couldn't believe that there were such laws, not even having any idea that there were, that it got all this publicity. And for about 1 week in Tennessee, I was the most well-known celebrity.
Because you wanted to educate them about rattlesnakes.
And we had standing room only crowds. I mean, I was able to bring pythons, Gila monsters, and tarantulas, and giant African frogs. But that was, yeah, I couldn't believe it.
And yeah, I guess you could have got some super glue and glued a rattle on a.
Oh, they probably would have arrested me. Those guys don't know a Western
exactly.
Bull snake, so they're not that knowledgeable. They're not like Ranger Rick or what was his name? Ranger Smith from Yogi Bear.
Ranger
they're not
Smith.
Like that at all.
Hey, boo boo.
They're green cops. Yeah. Boy, we are, what are we tonight? We're very provocative.
We're just rambling on. But that's what we do best.
That's right.
All right. Today is Peter Tork's birthday. Yes, singer, bassist, actor.
Hey, the Monkees.
Of the Monkees.
Like two monkeys.
72 years old today.
How old is he?
72.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's hard to imagine. I didn't realize he was that much older than us.
I did not either. That's wild.
But we're glad that Peter's still around.
Yeah.
He's probably listening to the show tonight.
Well, more than likely.
Well, it's Valentine Eve, and are you ready for the Wild World Facts?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, since it is Valentine's Eve, we're going to do some heart facts.
Okay.
The human heart will beat about 300 million times in your lifetime.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the average human heart will pump about 48 million gallons of blood in its lifetime.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
That's a lot.
If that was gasoline, that would take you a lot of places.
Well, and you know, our listeners do not realize this, but Dr. Day, because of his rare blood type, you are a source of a particular type of blood for blood banks.
Oh, and you know what? I gave blood yesterday.
Oh, how you feeling?
Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah, did they give you orange juice and a cookie?
Oh, yes, orange juice and a cookie. Always.
Oh,
it's so worth it. But anyway, I started this blood drive back in 2001. They would call me a lot, ask me to come and give blood, and sometimes I couldn't get there, and I would feel bad about it. So I said, well, let's bring that bloodmobile out to, you know, the building I work in, and we'll get a whole bunch of blood from all the people that work here.
Oh, there you go.
So yesterday, we only have about 40 people that work in the building, but we were able to give a gallon and a half of blood, 12 pints.
My goodness.
Which each pint can be split up into three divisions and help three different people.
Wow.
Yeah, and I myself, I couldn't tell you how many times I've given, probably in the 80s. But since I started this, the company has given probably close to 70, 80 gallons.
My goodness, that's a lot of blood.
Yeah, yeah.
What type do you have that's so rare?
I'm B negative.
B negative.
Yeah.
I
and they would call me a lot, and I found out when I was in the service that, you know, it was a very rare blood, and that if I gave blood, I could have a day off, so.
Oh, yeah, and I imagine there's a exhilarating feeling when you're a pint low or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're a cheap date.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get on with this. All right, now, in the Middle Ages, young men and women drew names from a bowl to see who their valentines would be.
Well.
Now, they would wear these names on their sleeves for 1 week.
Yeah.
Now, to wear your heart on your sleeve now means that it is easy for other people to know how you are feeling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't that special?
That's touching.
That is.
All right,
touching.
Now I want everybody to remember there are only 28 days in this month.
That's right.
We've got a short month. There's 34 days until spring.
Oh, that many.
Yeah, yeah, but we'll take anything we can get right now.
Better than 35.
Now, we're looking at a full moon, and
we
always tell our listeners that there are more animal attacks this time of the month than any other time of the month during the full moon.
I better be careful.
So if Fluffy's acting a little angry, just back away.
Yeah, back off, sucker.
All right, well, that's the Wild World News for February the 13th.
Well, once again, an admirable job done by Dr. Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. We always appreciate his efforts. We also want to thank McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado, for making it possible for Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio as our listeners spread around the world. We do appreciate that. We want to remind everyone that you can go to our archives and listen to all the past shows. I know we've had some dandies last week.
We've had some incredible shows.
Oh, my Lord. We had rock and roll legend Rick Derringer join us coming up in the next few weeks. Jimmy Greenspoon from Three Dog Night. Joe Vitale from Joe Walsh and Barnstorm and this and Still Crosby, Stills and Nash. So we've got some dandies coming up in the next few weeks, and we hope you do take your time. And of course, you don't have to listen to us live, though we do have thousands that do. But you can go into our archives and enjoy all of our shows. We also want to remind everyone that our studio producer, Billy Willard, has a very exciting show, which I've crashed several times. Billy, tell them all about Sasquatch Watch Radio.
Yeah, you can listen to Sasquatch Watch Radio on Blog Talk Radio. We have a website also, which is www.sasquatchwatchradio.com. We come on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, and we have several interesting guests. This coming Tuesday night, we will have Lenny Green, which is he's a Bigfoot songwriter. He's also wrote a lot of songs for some of the famous singers as well. Sounds a lot like Johnny Cash, actually.
Oh, my Lord, Ring of Fire.
Yep.
Well, that's exciting. Of course, your co-host is the always likable, somewhat knowledgeable. Bruce Harrington.
Yep.
As we like to call the Colonel.
That's right.
Yeah. The story goes back to when we were at the Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot Expo, that the cabin that he rented, we found out, was a remodeled and newly constructed, formerly a chicken coop.
Yep.
Which, when we brought that to his attention, it was filled with all type of entertainment value. So.
And do you want to know what makes that even more interesting, Larry?
What's that?
I just found out recently on one of our shows when we got into a discussion that he actually used to raise chickens.
Oh, that's a piece of knowledge I should have.
He actually has quite a knowledge about chickens.
Oh, I can see a potential as a guest on Wild World when we get into chicken discussions. Oh, my gosh, that we're going to have to schedule that, because I can see. Dr. Day, how far back knowledge did you go with chickens?
Well, let's see. We didn't actually raise chickens, but everyone around us did. And well, let me tell you a chicken story.
Oh, good.
My grandfather, well, I'm from Kansas, and when he was a young man and about to get married, he was having his mother-in-law over for the first dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were very poor. They lived in a little hole in Leavenworth, Kansas, called Bain City, where, you know, basically the people that didn't have money lived. And they were, you know, they didn't have a whole lot. So for any special occasion, they would sneak over into the cornfield next to their house, get some corn, bring it home, and then they would lead a trail of corn from the neighbor's chicken coop to their basement. And when the chickens would go in the basement, they'd just shut the doors, right, and then they'd go get the chicken. Well, he knew his mother-in-law was coming home for dinner one night, coming over to their house for dinner for the first time, and so he wanted to really impress her by, you know, having a chicken dinner. But he ended up working late, and by the time he got home, she was already there, so he couldn't steal a chicken for dinner. Mm. But when he went into the house, he found out that his mother-in-law had gone into the cornfield, got corn pellets, and sprinkled them into the basement, and she got her own chicken.
That is one of the dumbest stories.
Yep. See, you just never know, do you?
You know, Dr. Day's knowledge of vintage television is quite amazing. Do you remember a program that used to be on a cartoon that was about a chicken?
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you remember the theme song, Dr. Day?
Well, let me think. Oh, when you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when you're afraid that you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just cock for Super Chicken. When you knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Besides, you knew you'd have to overlook it. Well, he will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking.
Bark, 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 bark.
There is one thing you shall learn when there is no one else you turn to. Cawk for super chicken. Cawk for super chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. See, it's strange what you remember from your childhood.
Oh, my gosh, and you remembered every word of that song. I mean, that's why you're a doctor, you know.
Yep.
Sometimes we forget.
You know, one of my favorite poems of all times is Shel Silverstein's Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout.
Oh, really? Can you recite that for us?
Let me see if I can pull it together.
Okay.
Oh, Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout. She would not take the garbage out. She'd wash the dishes and scrub the pans, cook the yams and spice the hams, and though her parents would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceiling. Coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas and rotten cheese, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the cans, it covered the floors, it cracked the windows and blocked the doors. With bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends from ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal, pizza crust and withered greens, soggy beans from tangerines, crust from blackburn buttered toast, gristly bits of beefy roast. But at last the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky and none of her friends would come to play and all the neighbors moved away and finally Sarah Cynthia Stout said, okay, I'll take the garbage out. But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from New York to the Golden Gate, and there in the garbage sheeted hate for her, Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout, and always take your garbage out.
Oh, I wish I could clap. That was absolutely amazing. Oh yes, we got to have the Chicken Man Bruce Harrington on the show. We've got to subject him to some of this. He gets it too easy on Sasquatch Watch Radio, though. I highly recommend the program to all of our listeners. It's that time. I have to take a break. We're going to take a short one, and we'll be back with Laura Cheadle all the way from Philadelphia right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Babson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We're Rascal Flatts. There's a place where ordinary people do extraordinary things every day. That place is called the American Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny! Playing in the cave sure is neat!
Oh boy, a kitty cat!
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling!
What,
Sassy? It's not a kitty, it's a bobcat? Speaking speaking of cats, you'd like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
It's Bobcat, Abby. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
Well, thank you, Eric Altman. This is Larry Batson. You are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this, we call it magical network called Blog Talk Radio, as we reach around the world to all of our listeners and hope you're enjoying tonight's program. It's been stellar. That's all I have to tell you. So tell your friends to listen to the archives. Anytime you can hear Dr. Henry Day sing Super Chicken without missing a beat, it's absolutely phenomenal. We also want to thank McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado. Hey, if you've never been to the Rockies, had a chance to visit Colorado, you are missing a spiritual experience. And what a greater, better place to stay is McGregor Mountain Lodge, right on the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park. Folks, you'll have wildlife in your backyards. I've stayed there several times, and bighorn sheep and elk and mule deer. It's absolutely extraordinary. Go to their website. Michael Hodges is the proprietor, McGregorMountainLodge.com. You know, they had 22 inches of rainfall in, gosh, it seems like forever, in the fall, and basically it crippled that small town of Estes Park, which kind of looks like a little German village. It's absolutely spectacular. But they're on the road again. They've got the roads repaired, and that's pretty cool because I'll tell you, there's a road, Highway 34, that goes through Big Thompson Canyon, which is absolutely extraordinary as far as the scenery. And parts of that road were completely washed away, but they've repaired them all. McGregor Mountain Lodge is going strong. And what a better time to go up to the Rockies is right now. Not filled with tourists. All the animals are down in the higher or the lower elevations from the high country, so it's absolutely spectacular. Spectacular. McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado. McGregorMountainLodge.com. Check out their website. You'll see what we mean.
Yeah, I've seen all your vacation pictures. It is one beautiful place.
You know, it is. I haven't been there for a while, and I really, Colorado, especially Estes Park, it looks like a little German village, and it's just amazing. I mean, and then when you go up into the mountains, it's just extraordinary. No pictures does that scenery justice. So, excuse me, it's so amazing. Have you ever been that part of the country, Billy?
I have not been to Colorado. I would love to go. I've been up in Washington, Pacific Northwest area, which yeah, is beautiful also, but never to Colorado.
Well, sometime you should go because it's absolutely spectacular.
It is. My family, my great-grandfather built a cabin, log cabin, about 80 miles south of Pueblo, an area called La Vida, Walsenburg.
Yeah.
And my uncle was a sheriff there in La Vida for a while. And the cabin still stands. We're welcome to stay there whenever we want.
Is there like a plaque out there being says that Dr. Day has slept here?
No, but you know, that's a good idea.
I think they should put one up. It would be extraordinary. Did you hear the story, before we bring Laura Cheadle into the mix, about the tiger in India that they're trying to apprehend because it's already killed and partially eaten 10 people?
No.
I could not believe that. I mean, you know, there was a leopard in India once, and this is almost unbelievable, that they estimated it was responsible for 350 deaths. And it would raid the villages at night and basically take them out. What I'm wondering, you know, the tiger population is now, well, we're talking 50, 60 years ago, it was close to 100,000 tigers that lived in that part of the world. Now it's less than 2,000. I think they're trying to get even.
No kidding.
I mean, you talk about a population drop. And one thing I've learned, you always want to stay on the good side of a tiger.
Yeah, well, you should know.
But you know what it is? They've discovered they're so smart that people are pretty easy prey. You know, we're pretty delicate, if you want to know the truth. And we're easy to bring down. So,
yep, and all you got to do to go is go to the store and pick one out.
And just so you fellas know, Laura has joined us.
Well, spectacular. Good evening, Laura.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you covered up in snow?
Oh, I'm in hell.
Well, it should be warm then.
Yes,
I hate cold weather. You have no idea.
Me too.
I really hate it.
Most singers do.
Oh, it's the worst. There's nothing good about it at all.
So how many inches of snow did Philly get?
I think 8.
Oh, well, that's not real bad.
And I had a shovel by myself today, so that was the worst.
Oh, my God. You mean people had an opportunity to see Laura Cheadle, blues vocalist, shovelers walk?
And I realized how weak of an individual I am as I was doing it. It was great.
You know, Dr. Day would have made that trip east and done that, I know, in a heartbeat.
Yep.
And,
I wish he did.
If I could shovel my way out.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of shoveling the snow. Now, I've shoveled a lot of crap over the years, but I don't know.
Yeah, that seems worse.
Yeah, that's
yeah, brutal division there. Yeah.
So you're getting ready for this new CD release. Everybody's excited about it. Laura Cheadle's brand new blues CD. Which, how many years did you say you've been working on this particular piece?
4 years. Well, I've been writing it for 4 years. We started recording it for like 2 years. So yeah, it's been a long time. I've been writing a lot, and there's still like a whole another album's worth that we didn't include because I wrote so much. But I'm really excited about it. It sounds awesome.
Oh, but we should have done Laura Cheadle's White Album.
Yeah.
Do a double.
I should.
Of course, nowadays it's not fair because they can cram so much on a CD that it's ridiculous.
I know.
But, you know, I think that'd be a fine idea. What do you think, Dr. Day?
Excellent.
Yeah,
I'm excited to hear the new. I'm excited to hear the new stuff.
You're just excited to hear Laura Cheadle. Period.
So much new stuff. We just finished yesterday, so
you're all done.
Yeah.
Well, poor old Papa Cheadle's probably tired.
Well, he's still got all the mixing to do. He's not done yet.
Well, God loving.
It's gonna be crazy.
He's proud of his daughter. What an opportunity. He gets to be in her backup band. And
it's definitely the best album yet. We had horn players over yesterday and a harmonica. We had everything. So awesome.
Anytime you can put in some horns, that's brutal in itself.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. Well, let's hear a little something, Billy. What's the name of the new CD, Laura?
Bruised and Soothed.
Bruised and Soothed. Oh, my.
I like it.
I like it. From a brand new CD, here's Laura Cheadle on Blog Talk Radio.
Let the morning creep in. Please, your mind and let your soul begin. Don't rush yourself, just trust yourself and breathe. Let the moment begin. Spirit with the wind. should just be.
Oh man, Dr. Day, what do you think of that?
That girl can sell it.
That's fantastic. Can
Thank
I play
you.
That?
Unbelievable.
Oh, you're welcome. I do an FM show in Indianapolis. Can we play that?
Yeah, that's the premiere of it, too. That's the first anyone's heard it. There it is.
Oh, we cool. feel so special.
Yeah.
We're not
Hearing.
Worthy.
We're not worthy at all. Not at all. So going through the process of this album, and, of course, now you're playing the blues. What have you discovered? I mean, because usually when we think of the blues, we think of rather simple three chord progressions, but you've taken it much farther than that. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is certainly not a traditional blues. Actually, we have traditional blues on the album as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I've always been a songwriter, and, you know, a lot of blues is real simple lyrics, things like that. I'm a very deep writer. So a lot of the tunes on this album are very, you know, introspective and funky. So it's not traditional, but there's a lot of blues elements to it, for sure. You know, people like to label you, put you in a category. So, you know, it's mainly blues, but it's definitely not traditional.
And, you know, music just wouldn't come out, Dr. Day. I don't know what happened. I can remember as a youngster, the AM stations, I mean, they would play everything from pop, rock, country,
mm-hmm.
Blues. Of course, that was half a century ago, but anyway. But and now that, you know, it's so, each station has a very specialized format.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing that tune, I can see that fitting into several different formats, not just
mm-hmm.
blues-oriented. But popular music has a rock edge to it. And, of course, you love the background singers.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on this album. Oh, man. Yeah, my mom's on that track, too.
Oh, she is, a background
yeah.
singer?
Yeah, she's on that. There's a lot of people on that one. It's so fun.
Well, and her name is Sue, is that correct?
Yep.
We're friends on Facebook. The reason I say that, she's always bragging on her daughter.
I'm sure she's listening.
Well, hello, Sue. We're glad you're tuned in tonight. We love our listeners. And now Laura Cheadle's become a real friend of the program, Dr. Day.
Yeah.
She's part of the family.
And she is part
love
of the family.
Love it.
Well, we're glad that you do, because I'm telling you, when this thing takes off and hits, we still want you to come on, you know.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot more tunes to send you to if you wait.
Oh, well, we'll do that.
You
we'll
wait.
Play them. Just send them to us. We'll
awesome.
Play them. I don't care who the
I
darn
will.
Guest is. We had on Rick Derringer last week, and I shouldn't talk about our guest, but you get that same vibe, Dr. Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but that's all we'll say.
Oh, talk boy.
To, yeah. that's. We don't want to completely break the cord, but what the hell, burn the bridge. But just spectacular. In fact, I can remember the first time you were playing a show, and you basically came off stage and came on our show, and that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You said, I feel like a rock star.
And I think it was cold out that night, too.
Oh, God, it's December. I think so, yeah.
Well, what I'm hoping is you'll sell enough CDs, you can buy yourself a snowblower.
Yeah, maybe I can.
Because
I'm not going to engineer it, though.
Oh, my God.
Someone else has to use it.
So has the whole winter been that way for the Philadelphia people?
Oh, yeah. This is the worst winter. A lot of storms. I don't like it. Last winter, there was, like, nothing.
No. And all this talk about global warming and all that, it kind of gets thrown out the window when we have a winter like this one. God bless our folks that live in the Southeast. And God bless Lord. Are you still planning on your trip? I know now's not a good time. Going back to Egypt?
Not anytime soon, no. I would love to. Someday.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit not good right now.
Well, I'm sure we can come up with a camel so we could take some pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on that camel. Last thing I do.
Well, you know, Henry kind of looks like a camel.
I do. I have two humps.
Oh, you're a two-humped camel?
Yeah, I'm a Bactrian.
Oh, well, that's quite good. Laura Cheadle's thinking, what in the hell are we talking about? She's our guest tonight, brand new CD, Bruised and Suit. Oh, I almost forgot, you're having a CD release party. Where's that going to be?
Absolutely, there's two of them coming up.
Two?
On Friday, February 21st at the Hard Rock Cafe in Philadelphia. It's going to be a huge night because it's also my birthday bash. So
oh, my.
Double celebration. And we're going to have horn players, everything. We're going to have a huge band. It's going to be awesome. So Philadelphia area, February 21st at the Hard Rock Cafe, Philly. Come on out. Get your tickets.
Dr. Day, I can see a road trip coming down.
Road trip.
Yeah. And then March 15th is the New York City CD release at Pianos in New York City.
Well, that's exciting.
I'm having two. Yeah.
That'll
be fun.
That will be fun. Gosh. My Lord, it kind of makes all that hard work worth it when you have the chance to share it with so many people, and I know there'll be huge crowds at both events, and, you know, they may get that door closed before Dr. Day and I get in there, but sounds like a wonderful event. Here's another selection that's coming out, when were the release parties again?
February 21st. This whole city is Philly, February 21st.
Philly, yeah. And in New York?
March 15th.
March 15th. Write that down, folks. Put it on your calendar. Here's Laura Cheadle from a brand new CD right here on Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. goodness, Laura. I love that stand-up bass.
It was a new music video we just released. You guys should see it. Brand new for that
song.
Filmed all over Philadelphia and in our studio. Been getting a lot of hits. So thanks for everyone sharing it on Facebook.
Well, I'm going to share it on our official Larry the Animal Guy and Friends. I'll look
Woo-hoo!
That up. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was great. I love the string arrangements in both songs.
That's my dad right there. I wrote that song during Hurricane Sandy, actually.
Oh, my God.
I was found myself again. That was like a lot of the songs in the album are about that. So that was definitely a cathartic song.
Well, you know, it's kind of wild, the things that will inspire one to write music or even create anything, any type of artist. The events of Sandy were so horrible. But it truly inspired Laura Cheadle to come up with a spectacular piece. So,
well, Hurricane Sandy was a metaphor. I was in a relationship with someone for 4 years and very uninspired, and it was a very bad relationship. But when I came out of that, this whole album came. So that Hurricane Sandy was a perfect metaphor. Broke up and wrote that song. So if this song becomes a hit, I'm thankful.
Well, you're falling into the Taylor Swift.
I usually write love songs, but no. Well, hey, Taylor Swift writes a negative song, so I write happy songs about finding myself.
Well, that's true. And
there it is. You won't get anywhere with negativity. I'm very big into meditation now, so. Negative vibes, man.
Well, our favorite movie, That Thing You Do. Do you remember that one scene where the manager, Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
When he says, "I want snappy tunes. I don't want any."
I want something snappy. I quit, Mr. White. My favorite movie of all time.
Oh, mine too. It was, in fact, it was on over the 50 years since the Beatles played at Sullivan.
Oh, my God. It's the best movie of all time. That's the only movie I ever quote. That's amazing.
I know. And it's truly magical. And the writing and the acting. And you've seen that film, Dr. Day?
I don't think I have.
You need
oh,
to. And I have the unedited copy, too. It's hysterical.
Oh, they actually edited things out?
Yeah, there's so much more that was into it. Amazing.
Well, I'll have to check that out because that's... I will. But we're talking to Laura Cheadle. Brand new CD comes out, and she's now snow-covered and icy.
Yep.
And she's had to shovel her snow. And you guys out there, this is just not fair. And hopefully she'll sell enough CDs she can buy her a snow blower.
Someone to do it for me.
You know, Dr. Days doesn't do a lot.
What is Laura Cheadle's plans for Valentine's Day?
Oh, I have a very wonderful date in New York City. I'm very excited for that. I won't say anything else, but I'm very excited about it. As far as I'm going, but... New York City, watch out.
We need to hear more.
We'll have to wait till after Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. I better be, you know, wined and dined properly. And pink roses. I'm obsessed with pink roses. So. Just going to put it out there in Radio Land. My date's listening. Little hint.
Oh, is he listening tonight?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we'll see if those pink roses show up.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, let's.
Well, I think we have a caller. I think Bruce would like to say hello to Laura Cheadle.
Oh,
Laura.
Hello.
Hey, I love your I love your stuff.
Thank you.
I'll be honest with you. This night was the first time I've heard it, but I like it.
Awesome.
I saw an advertisement for Larry's show. It was under. I was under the sleep aids at the pharmacy, but it reminded me to call in and say hello.
Well, hello. I'm glad that you're digging the music.
Well, hey, did I hear that you're back on the market?
No, I'm not. I have been taken since December, but thank you.
Well, you know what? This New York City guy, I don't think it's going to work out for you, but I want you to know, I'll be waiting in the wings there for you.
Okay.
Laura, he is from Boston.
Intense.
Which is toxic and poisonous right there.
I've toured Boston many times.
You know what I like about Larry? He's got a voice that's just made for silent movies. So.
And plus, how should I say this? He's a chicken expert. Do you want to go out with a chicken expert?
I'm a vegan, unless he doesn't eat the chicken.
Oh, he
eats. Well, then we can't have a problem there.
The biggest problem is he eats chickens and beef, and he eats no vegetables.
Well, that's a big issue right there.
It's
true.
Laura, you know, it's my philosophy that...
It's really bad for your digestion.
Well, no, people should not be cruel to vegetables.
You need to eat some vegetables.
That's why you should eat meat.
Nope,
we don't
never going to do that.
Yeah, we don't have canines, Bruce. So that tells you we should eat like gorillas. So Boston is not far from Philadelphia, is it, Bruce? Not looking
about
at it.
It's about 5 hours, Larry.
Well,
yeah, 5 hours.
The corner. Well, you need to come to the Hard Rock Cafe. What was that date
again? Hey, I actually know a couple people who are flying in for my party from Boston, actually.
Well, a true fan would do that.
Yeah.
The only thing is the weather doesn't look like it's going to hold up. I mean, the weather's pretty bad out there.
Well, I talked to the weather gods. It's going to be perfect for my party. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm Native American,
like
I did a whole ritual.
You're not too far, Bruce. You could fly in to shovel her walk.
I just broke my back shoveling my own driveway, Larry.
No, I find it hard to believe.
Oh, it's heavy, wet snow. It weighs like 1,000 pounds. I thought I was having a heart attack, so.
Yeah.
I was actually feeling a little lightheaded, so I was just sort of resting in the snowbank. I must have dozed off because some woman was walking her dog and came by and woke me up. I think she thought I needed medical attention.
Well, you do.
I think.
Is a psychiatrist, would that be considered medical attention? Yes, it would. Psychological study.
Not that kind of medical attention, Larry. Well, you know, I'd made a comment earlier that I thought you were sober. I'm going to take that back.
Who? We're all sober. We can't do blog talk radio. Didn't you realize there's a breathalyzer? We have standards we need to adhere. So ask Dr. Day. Tell him, Dr. Day.
True story, yeah.
Oh, Laura, Dr. Day, a little earlier, so kind to do a little song for us. Would you like to hear it, Laura?
Oh, I heard it.
You heard it? Well, I think the chicken man.
Quite Bruce, something.
Bruce Harrington. He should hear it because it would have special. Dr. Day, would you please once again for all our listeners?
Yeah, I could, but I'd rather hear another one of Laura's songs.
We're going to play Laura's song.
I second that.
I'm sorry?
I second that. I'd like to hear more of Laura's stuff.
Okay, I do too, I confess. Here's more from Laura Cheadle's brand new CD, Bruised and Soothed, coming up at the Hard Rock Cafe on February the...
21st.
That's what I thought, but I didn't want to mess it up. On Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
breathed in me, that your lips were soft, and our lips cry when we say goodbye. But somehow I know it's gonna be a beautiful ride, and I know that this is real, baby. It's the best that it could be.
My mailbox.
All right.
We'll make sure that we give everyone a listen here on Blog Talk Radio. Dr. Day, great program tonight.
Great program. Yeah, it's always nice to have Laura on. And the new stuff is great, Laura.
Thank you. Always fun to be here with you guys.
Well, we appreciate that. We always enjoy when Lord Cheadle visits. So we have to apologize for calling caller because he was rather obnoxious. Has he left us, Mr. Willard?
Yeah, he's blaming me for hanging up on him, and I didn't. He actually, I think his phone actually dropped the call.
We should drop his call anytime he decides to call in and harass our guests. But he's fallen in love with Lord Cheadle, just like all of us.
Yeah. Well, that's what he was mad about. He actually said, he goes, he put in here, he says, I wanted to hear Laura's stuff.
Yeah.
He thought I hung up on him.
Well, we did.
Laura, you can buy the album. There you go.
Yeah, he needs to buy the album. But I'm going to tell you right now, he's so tight. But I'm sure he will. He's a music lover as well. Yeah. Laura, thanks for so much for being on the program. It's always delightful to have you with us. And the new music is very exciting. I can't wait to hear the rest of the CD.
Thank you so much.
And I know Dr. Dale will be beside himself when he does.
Oh, he's going to get a signed copy.
Dr. Dale's getting a signed copy? Oh, my
yep.
God.
Just we won't to Dr. Dale.
We won't be able to live with him for a month. Billy, wonderful job. Thanks for assisting us and making sure this program is broadcast around the world. Great job.
Thank you.
And always great show. We'll have another dandy next week. Have a great week, everybody. Stay warm, and God bless all of our friends in the Southeast, man. And, of course, all through the Eastern Coast have received all this heavy snow and ice. It's just been quite a tough winter, but we're going to stick in here together, and we're gonna survive this. You've been listening to Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.